Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be reviewing Sowing a Seed for Supernatural Abundance. Recently, the term sowing a seed has been in full force around various circles. Sometimes this phrase is used when the person is asking another person to give their money freely. That's not what this is about. As we explore the power behind supernatural abundance, it is important to note that those that sow a seed are the ones that will be able to benefit from its harvest. What this means is that in order to achieve abundance in your life, you will first need to sow or plant seeds of abundance. One of the methods that I used to sow seeds of abundance when I was just getting started was to learn to distance myself from my money. That may sound odd, but what that means is being able to say to yourself, it's only money, and not to allow it to hold a supernatural power over you. If you choose to give someone, you would do so freely and without expectation. You would give because you want to and not because you have expectations to receive anything in return. If you are not at that point in your life where you can do that, don't. Just don't give if you don't feel like you can without having that fear loom over you. Sometimes people are guilted into giving when they're unable to part with what they have, and that's not a good place to be. When you are not in a position to give and you are not sowing a seed of abundance, but rather a seed of fear. To sow a seed for supernatural abundance, you have to be in a place where you are prepared for the action that you're going to take. Start small. Start by saying that you are going to smile today. This is the act of sowing a seed. When you smile, you brighten not just your own day, but someone else's day as well. Another way to sow a seed is to make a decision to say something nice to someone during your day. These acts of kindness will spark a positive change in your life and in your personal abundance. So take heed, take heart, and start one day at a time. Thanks for listening.